a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among the loved and most.
Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCance. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge Scott and our listeners working at New Orleans Metropolitan Association of Realtors, Christian Brothers University, DC Tech LTD, Children's Aid, NASA Glenn Research Center, Prisons Mission Society of Pakistan, Next Generation Healthcare, Centennial Academy, Word of Mouth Catering, Shelby County Schools, Mercy Health, Ochsner LSU Health, Shreveport, Univar Solutions, iDesign, First Energy, Upwork, FAMU College of Law, Corporate Office Properties Trust, Blatchford U.S., Taylor Communications, Sables North America, Allidade, Inc., Southern Maryland Community Network, New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Children's Rights, Kentucky State University, Association of American Colleges and University, Friedman and Nemec, LLC, My Eyes, Sam's Club, Blavity, Inc., Community Support Network, Howard University, Long Island Plastic Surgical Group, Elixir, the E.W. Scripps Company, Dallas College, Lamar State College, Orange University of Maryland, Lamar State College, Orange, University of Maryland, Global Campus, Toronto County College, Blinn College, East Cleveland Board of Education, Spartanburg Regional Healthcare System, Obvious Pride Health, El Orizo, Angers French Tech, Evans Newton Incorporated, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, Fifth Third Bank, Gateway First Bank, UPS, Virginia Employment Commission, NPR, North Miami Police Department, Joshua Ministries, and in Germany, Israel, India, Turkey, stand Russia for your reasons, Canada, Norway, Mexico, Nigeria, Spain, Australia, Brazil, France, and UK. Thanks for tuning in today. Once upon a time, there was a farmer whose horse ran away. All the neighbors came around that evening and said, you know, that's too bad. And the farmer said, maybe. Day the horse came back and brought 7 wild horses with it. And all the neighbors came around and said, that's great, isn't it? And the farmer said, maybe. The next day, his son, who was attempting to tame one of these horses and was riding it, and was thrown and broke his leg. All of the neighbors came around in the evening and said, well, that's too bad, isn't it? And the farmer said, you got it, maybe. The next day, military officers came around looking for people for the services. They rejected his son because he had a broken leg. And all the neighbors came around that evening and said, well, isn't that wonderful? And the farmer said, maybe. Let's start off with some relational trust. So on, did you hear? Number 16. Did you hear about the family that allegedly served insect killer as drink while they're at a restaurant? And one of the family members said that they were scared that they was going to die. Do you blame them? I mean, think about it. You're putting your trust in that server, no matter who that server happened to be, wherever you go. And you expect insect killer to be put in your drink? That's demonic. Others may say something else that you have a right to what you call it. I look at everything from a biblical standpoint, spiritual warfare. Did you hear about the German police officer that lost their job after they allegedly stole nearly 400 pounds of cheddar cheese from an overturned truck after an accident? And the higher administrative court, Rylan, rejected the officer's appeal. The officer had driven a police minibus close to the damaged truck, opened the sliding door of the police bus, and asked the employee of a salvage company working there to hand him several undamaged packages of cheese from the refrigerated container, the court said in a statement obtained. 9 packages of cheddar cheese was taken from the scene of the crash, each of the packages weighing about 44 pounds altogether. The stolen cheese was valued at around $595. You know what's interesting? As I move on, every once world nation was destroyed from inside. We do it to ourselves. That's why I said, and we'll continue to say, do not get caught up with anybody's skin tone. What does that mean? U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar is facing criticism for comments former Somalia Prime Minister Hassan Ali Kahar reportedly made about her. Omar's opponent, Don Samuels, also criticized comments where the former Somalia Prime Minister reportedly said Somalians should not vote for a black man. You heard it. U.S. Representative Omar is facing criticisms made about her during his recent visit to Minnesota. He says the quiet part out loud, Ilhan Omar is serving Somalia first, not America. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Minnesota's highest-ranking Republican, wrote on Twitter, echoing a statement he made earlier this year about the Minneapolis congresswoman. He responded to a viral video of the former prime minister of Somalia's speech at a Somalia Independence Day celebration in Minneapolis, where he said the interests of Ilhan are not Ilhan's. It's not the interests of Minnesota, nor is it the interests of the American people. The interest of Ilhan is that of the Somalian people in Somalia, that former prime minister allegedly said during his speech, according to a translation accompanying the video. Do you remember what I have said and continue to say about people with our same skin tone, elected by people, they live? Again, so how all of a sudden did they become leaders over a nation of people with the same skin tone? Come on, people. While you're waking up, are you awoke? The watchmen, watchwoman in our community for all of this that is going on. You know, Cookie Swabra Esan, let me apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name, but she poses a question, why are terrorists being released when hostages still remain captivity Israel? Now I know that somebody's going to go against her posing the question, but is it a fair question? Did you hear about the Chinese scientists create Frankenstein robot that has a human brain? Oh, you didn't hear about that? Oh, and I'm not trying to be funny. That's what's being reported. And you might probably not going to believe it until one day you happen to wake up and you look next to the person, you recognize, wait a minute, it's a robot. But wait a minute, maybe your brain has been implanted in the robot that your body is inside of. Did you hear that AI begins ushering in an age of killer robots? Say what? In a field on the outskirts of Kyiv, the founders of VYRIY, a Ukrainian drone company, were recently at work on a weapon of the future. To demonstrate it, Olitsky 25, the organization's chief executive hopped on his motorcycle and rode down a dirt path. Behind him, a drone followed. As a colleague tracked the movements from a brief-sized computer, until recently, a human would have piloted the quadcopter. No longer. Instead, after the drone locked onto his target, Olisky, it flew itself, guided by software that used the machine's camera to track him. The motorcycle's rolling engine was no match for the silent drone as it stalked Olisky. "Push, push more, pedal to the metal, man," his colleagues called out over walkie-talkie as the drone swooped toward him. "You're screwed, screwed." If the drone had been armed with explosives, and if his colleagues hadn't disengaged the tracking, Olisky would have been a goner. VYRIY is just one of the many Ukrainian companies working on a major leap forward in the weaponization of consumer technology. Pressure to outthink the enemy, along with huge flows of investments, donations, and government contracts, has turned Ukraine into a Silicon Valley for drones and other weaponry. Did you hear? Over the last 50 years, we've been able to contribute to the decline in the rate of death and injury associated with consumer products through tools like safeproducts.gov, says the CPSC. And by visiting safeproducts.gov, parents can view recalls on items including toys, pacifiers, cribs, as well as many other commonly used baby items. Did you hear about the scam websites that are offering to help you get or renew your passport? Did you hear? Jima de Las wrote, "Do you need to apply for or renew your passport? If you search online, the top results might show official-looking websites that say they can renew or get you a passport. Some of these websites are private companies that charge you for services that are free on the U.S. Department of State website, while others are scammers trying to take your money and personal information. Did you hear that ROCKU, R-O-C-K-U, 2024, 10 billion passwords and the largest leak of all time? 10 billion unique passwords were leaked on a popular hacking forum. The Cyber News research team believes the leak poses severe dangers for users prone to reusing passwords. Are you one of those users? Did you hear that voice messages may be a new frontier for cyber criminals, especially among the younger generation? Malicious actors are trying to use this trend to their advantage. There have already been multiple attempts to employ audio deep fakes and various fraudulent schemes. Are you aware of it? Did you have a chance to listen to the Inside Israeli Innovation podcast with Eve Young, Season 2, Episode 20? If you do, then tune in and hear about the online checkout. What happens when you swipe your card? And since you're shopping online so much, why don't you find out from your bank, credit card, whatever banking system you use, or what type of other card can you use so that your actual card isn't in jeopardy? Did you hear about the latest scam about people being contacted about long-lost relatives, life insurance policy, or inheritance. Well, Jim Kreitler says people are getting letters in the mail from a law firm saying that one of their clients has died and they're looking for the heir, H-E-I-R. You are, they say, that person. You're not. The letter goes on. That's not even funny. Criminals would find any and every way. The letter goes on to explain their offer. They want to split the proceeds between you, some charities, and their law firm. But what's really going on? Don't you should find out about these scams? The next title is about me really shaking my head. Because it cannot be found scripturally what's being said. You say, Gary, what's being said? Well, Benny Hinn says, the world's darkest days ahead. Giving to God will protect followers financially. Now, let me grab my water. There's somebody who's going to believe that. And speaking of shaking my head and laughing, and it's not even funny. Did you hear about the Florida bank robber that filled out a withdrawal slip for a lot of money? You know how much it was? You ready? Now this is a bank robber now. And the amount was for 0.01 cents. So they're going to prison, federal prison for that. Did you hear of the Christian woman that was brutally killed by her Hindu relatives? Oh, you thought every family was perfect, didn't you? Before her death, Bindu Sori said her family had received threats since they became Christians 4 years ago. Oh, you thought it would be strangers, didn't you? Really? For the cause of Jesus Christ. She didn't do anything against her relatives. But by faith in Jesus Christ, for her salvation, her personal soul's destiny, did you hear about the new report showing Christians targeted in Nicaragua? The USCIRF's report details religious freedom violations perpetrated by the government Christians. Oh, you didn't think that the government, comprised of men and women, women and men, would be against Christians? Now, if the family was against Christians of their own relatives, and the government comprised of individuals who are non-believers, what are you missing? Boko Haram demands ransom for pastor abducted in 2023. After abducting Paul Musa 15 months ago, the terror group posted a video of the pastor pleading for his life. I remember personally. When my wife, who I married as a teenager, both of us, when she was undergoing her breast cancer battle and remember one doctor said, oh, they got it all. They didn't. And I remember being in the hospital room and all of these specialists came in thereafter, you know, a couple months thereafter. And they were all discussing the various ways that they could save her life. And she and I looked at each other and she said, Gary, let them know I want to live. that's a little bit different than sitting in a nice, comfortable seat somewhere around the globe. Reminded of that story where I remember my mom and I were talking, laughing as she walked for her final 2 years as it relates to breast cancer. And I shared a story with her about this pastor was talking to a group of people, and he asked everybody who all wanted to go to heaven. Everybody raised a hand except this boy, young man. Could have been a young lady or a girl, but it was a young man. He didn't raise his hand. Pastor asked again and again. So finally he says, such and such, don't you want to go to heaven? To the young man. The young man said, yes, I do, but I thought maybe you were talking about tonight. Do you even know when it's going to be your time? Because you're making all these plans to be around forever. And you think just because you're young and you forgot that everybody was young before everybody came into this world as a baby. And when you look at the obituaries around the globe, you don't see everybody departing earth just by going to sleep. But here what you're learning is the many ways that people are departing earth. And so far what you've heard me talk about today are individuals who are believers of the household of faith and the violence occurring with them because of Christ and the persecution. Did you hear about the pastor that was shot in the face? Speaks out after charges was dropped against the suspect. Think about that. If that was you or your loved one. Clemmy Livingston Jr., the 71-year-old Tennessee pastor who was shot in the face by carjackers outside his church in February, is speaking out after the Shelby County District Attorney's Office dropped several charges against the suspect in the attack that almost cost him his life. Rashino Greer, 18, was charged with aggravated robbery and theft of property, according to WREG. He was also facing a number of gun possession charges. The teenager was tied to Livingston's shooting after investigators reportedly found pictures of Greer in a car that was stolen from Livingston's church, Zion Field Baptist Church in Memphis. The day the pastor was shot, Greer also allegedly admitted to driving away from the scene of the shooting. You know, in many states, I don't know about yours, country, once you turn 18, you're an adult under the law. Livingston told the news outlet that the claim made by the prosecutors for dismissing the charges against the suspect cannot be true because he was a witness and he showed up to court for the hearing of the case. And the reason why he said it is because prosecutors dismissed all charges against Greer except theft of property, according to Fox 13, because witnesses did not show up. And I was stunned when they said there were not any witnesses there, knowing that we were there, Livingston said. That was the thing that shocked me. A spokesperson for the DA's office confirmed with Fox 13 that witnesses were present for Green's hearing despite their previous statement, but noted that the theft charge against the suspect will still be reviewed by a grand jury. Listen to that. Just like how people obtain their titles and their positions. Okay, so you happen to be a prosecutor. How did you obtain your title? What's your motive for obtaining that title? Though his desire is to see his attackers rehabilitated, Livingston says he'll be praying that the police track down the other suspects involved in his shooting. You're talking about accountability. I am sure that others will be brought in, he said. If you listen to the guy's statement, he says he didn't do it. He says, but I was with them. The question is, who is the them? Remember, those with whom we spend our time, we do determine our character, or ours them. The Memphis pastor faced life-threatening injuries after he was shot and is refusing to give up hope despite the charges against Greer being dismissed. I don't let things disappoint me such as this, he said. I feel like the judicial system, they do what they want to do anyway. Were they appointed or elected? And if they were elected, what did they promise the people? Livingston was shot just after 9 a.m. on February 25th as he came out of his church before the start of his Sunday morning service. He recently testified about the ordeal during his first appearance in the pulpit. Glad to be here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I remember the words of Peter, he said, Lord, it's good to be here. And sometimes we take being here for granted, but it's good to be here, the 71-year-old Livingston said, after directing his congregants to Matthew chapter 28, verse 5 through 6. Even after being a preacher for almost 40 years, he said he needs to keep reading scripture to remind himself of how sure God's promises are. Not man's, not woman's, not woman's a man, but God's promises. He says, say what you will. I don't care what you're going through. You can always stand on the word of God. His word is everlasting, all the way to everlasting, he said. He told Fox 13 that he is still dealing with pain and will likely need reconstructive surgery. It causes me to have severe pain in my head, Livingston said of his injury. I'm not able to eat like normal people, and of course my bone is still shattered down there. What was the motive? I know there's somebody going to always provide an excuse. Are you running around preaching Jesus Christ or your political candidate, whatever, whoever they happen to be? And if you are, maybe you want to avoid some of these tendencies. You don't mind, do you? Like wrapping the gospel in the American flag or any national or state flag. Or equating our country with the kingdom of God. Let me take a sip of my water as we head toward wrapping up. Are you confusing patriotism with spirituality? Are you compromising your ethics to keep your party or your leader in power? Church, your denomination, your ministry becoming a appendage of a political party? Are you putting more trust in earthly methods than in spiritual methods? Are you marrying the cause of Christ to the cause of a political party or leader as if they were one and the same? Are you becoming vulgar and rude as the candidates you follow? Are you looking to the White House, the State House, the County House, or wherever you happen to live it around the globe, or any branch of government in any nation more than to God? Are you making humans into your political savior? Are you equating loyalty to God, which should be unconditional, with loyalty to a party or a political leader? And that can be applicable to educational leader, medical leader, criminal justice leader. You name the leader. And that should be conditional. Are your prayers becoming politically partisan? Are you going to one extreme or the other? Some followers of Jesus Christ drop out of politics entirely thinking the whole system is corrupt. Or why bother? Or this world is not our home. Just remember, believer of a household of faith, of faith, of faith. You know, the follower of Jesus Christ. If you live in a country where you can cast a vote, no matter who the person is, locally, county, state, national, village, province, does their belief system mirror the word of God? Not some man, some woman, or political party. Because one day when your name is called, you know the word, you're going to be held accountable. Think about it. Does your person believe and show that they are anti-God of the scriptures? You didn't hear me say anti-cultural. You didn't hear me say anti-skin tone. I said anti-God of the scriptures. Today's verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, 13. Thank you.